Inside this dunya, inside this world, if we look at the style of the world with regards to the requirements for success, worldly requirements for success, this is a very important thing. And if you look at a person who is successful in the world, take a business element. If you look at somebody, people, personalities who in the world, in their business, in their trade, they are very successful. They started a small scale and their business has expanded massively to the heights. Lots of elements and factors play a part here. And if you look from experience, one thing which is there that is evident, due to which worldly wise that person's attained success, and that is a habit. The person had the habit, due to his habit he attained the success, the worldly success. And the habit was that human being, that person, businessman, his habit was this, that he would always, with regards to himself, he would keep on analyzing himself, reflecting on himself, wherever he was. He'd keep on reflecting, pondering. For example, today he made £100 profit, business profit. In the evening he counted all of the money he had in his business, and with regards to that he said, this is how much I save and I can spend, this is how much stock I have purchased or stock I own, this is how much I have got for my personal upkeep, this is how much I can reinvest into the shop or the business. And according to that rule he spent his life and he continued to trade. And a person like this who keeps on doing the checks and the balances and the accounts, and he analyzes and concludes correctly, it is very difficult that that person will fail in that business, that he will fail. Such a person, very seldom will you see that he's got high overheads, very seldom will you see that he's got big loans, and very seldom will you see that he's consumed people's money. And according to that, if he follows that system, that whatever he's seen, that this is my business, this is my money, and this is how much I need to live on. And after giving all the dues, that I've got £50 net, and I need to spend this £50, and he didn't spend more than that. In comparison to that, many people who go bankrupt, very bad situation in their life, the basis of them running a business, whatever's come in, spend, whatever's come in, this is mine, put it into my pocket. And suddenly water, money's come, cars and assets, loans from here, debts, no checks and balances, how much is this? Every pound he considers is his own. Then that person, always the poor soul, he'll be busy in distress, occupied in distress, and his business will not flourish. Now, the secret behind the success in business, in reality, the biggest secret, and even those people who are successful in the dunya and the Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ.
Allah Ta'ala said that look after your desires, look back at them, reflect, control them. Just as that person will be successful in the business who has reflected and analyzed and checked and control his business, then he will live easily in the world. In the same way, those people, Allah Ta'ala has given nasiha, that those people who look after themselves, look at their amal, they look after their deeds. And what is looking after the deeds? Looking after their nafs, controlling their nafs, subhanAllah. That every person, if he looks at himself, if he looks at his desires, that how much today has he worked for Allah? How many sins have been committed? How many disobedience acts have been implemented? Day by day, not day by day for deen, rather every second, every moment, a person has to think. It's a must, checks and balances. Looking out for what you're sending ahead. That if a person doesn't develop this habit in his life, that continually analyzing, pondering, reflecting on his status and what he's doing, then he can never be successful in the hereafter. Why? Because just the times come and he doesn't know that, should I waste my time? Should I spend my time correctly? Allah has given him health, he utilizes health incorrectly. Allah Ta'ala has given him wealth, he's consumed it incorrectly. He's got a lot of friends. Where are you going? I'm just going out to have a takeaway, going here and there. I'm going on holiday. In other words, he doesn't have... These are okay to have these things. You should have friends. You should go out, have takeaways, eat. Nothing wrong with that. Sleep, wake up. But there should be a schedule of life, a program of life. First, most important thing, a person should be thinking about his schedule of life, his program of life. And the most important thing is, what is my main priority? My main priority is the akhirah, the hereafter. I need to focus more first and foremost on the akhirah. That Allah has given us salah, Allah has made salah is fard, so I have to pray salah, pray dhuhr salah, between dhuhr and asr. I will do some activities, for example, with regards to the prayers, I'm giving you an example. After that, there are spaces and slots, and we'll utilize the time, spaces and the slots that are more towards deen. You should have social life, but shouldn't disturb your deen. Don't be extreme to one side. Don't go to one side totally. You have friends and acquaintances. You sit down all late night, just chit chat. Yes, so if you just waste the time, non-useful discussions, no boundary to the time. And then sometimes you see that same person, he will start to do a lot of extra ibadat. So our life, if it doesn't have that balance, the check, and then Allah says, no, this is not the way. Life, a person who lives life like this can never be successful. Never be. Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, a statement of his. Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar is a great wali Allah, sheikh of his time. Very high status, salik, great wali of Allah, from the salikin. And Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, he lived in that same generation, Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh. And his name, where did the name Dinar come about in his name? If you look at his personality, his piety, then I'll present his statement. Obviously, the higher, the greater the status of a person, his statements, his what he has stated is great, holds weight, and it makes an effect depending on who the personality who's spoken. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, his father was a slave, like a servant, and they weren't wealthy, they weren't rich. They were simple lives. Once they were traveling in a boat. In that age, just like we travel in a plane nowadays, in that day and age, people used to travel in boats. In the boats, they used to sail. He sat in the boat, and as the boat started to sail, then the person who was steering, like the pilot, the captain of the boat, you could say, he said that he took the fare from everybody, the fare, and he said, "Can you give your fare, please? Because the boat had already started to sail. It was in the middle of the ocean." When he heard this, or the sea, or the water, when he asked for the fare, then the pilot said, "Give the fare." He said, the captain said, "Can you give the fare?" He said, "I have no fare, no money." He became angry. "You don't have any fare? nothing to pay for the travel, for the journey. He disrespected him. You're this, you're that. If you don't pay, I'll do this to you. I'll hit you. Or he said, look, I have no fare to pay you. Then he started to hit him. He hit him so much that he fell unconscious. Hazrat. Poor Hazrat. When he came to consciousness, he said, give your fare. I need the fare, give the money, otherwise I'll hit you more. I won't just hit you, I'll pick you up and throw you into the water. When he said that, I'll throw you into the water, at that time, he saw that from the water, from the sea, suddenly all the fishes came up. All the fishes from the sea, from all four sides, they came to the surface, and in the mouth of every fish was a dinar, the coin, the currency of that time, the money, dinar. And they came to the boat, to the side, and he took his hand out, and he took the dinar out of the mouth of the fish. He said, here, here's your dinar. He said this, and then he jumped in onto the water, and he crossed the water by foot. This is the event written about him. So this is his piety, this was a karamat, a miracle, a great miracle. And since that time, his name was Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi. Now if you see such a great personality, and how did he become such a great human being? What was his quality? What were the characteristics of his life when the friends of Allah reached to this status? Then behind that there's something that's caused that. It's not some magic or some charm or some cult, or they don't do some weird actions in the night, long repetitions. No, this is, does not cause the person to become wali. People say, tell me please what to do so I can become a wali or pious. This is not the reason, the factor that causes a person to become a wali of Allah. This is how people become walis of Allah. No. In reality, in their life is according to the Quran and Sunnah. And they live their life according to the statements of the Quran. When they live their life like this, then Allah Ta'ala Himself, He instills into their life such experiences that increase their Islam, increase their strength, and that is taqwa. Taqwa. Inside them, such a deed comes into them, alhamdulillah. Those deeds, Allah Ta'ala bestows them, grants them those deeds, that takes them on the journey to become a muttaqi. Taqwa develops. Every wali of Allah became a wali of Allah due to his taqwa, not from extra lengthy repetitions and recitations or fame or from his ulum, his knowledge, technicalities. These factors don't make a person a wali Allah, friend of Allah. To become a friend of Allah, you need taqwa. Taqwa, all the characteristics of taqwa that we are studying, that we've studied in the days gone by, the whole of Ramadan, we've studied the signs of taqwa, how to become a muttaqi. It's taqwa that makes a person a wali. All the ibadah we're doing in Ramadan, all of this can cause the person to become a wali Allah? No. You can become a wali Allah if, when you depart from Ramadan, but only those people will be walis of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, who have become the muttaqis. What a great opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us to become His friends. We will become walis of Allah, but when? When only those people will be walis of Allah. Allah says that I gave you an opportunity, 30 days. If you embrace that, if you implement that, and if you adopt taqwa, you become the muttaqi. All those signs and safat and the qualities that I've explained to you, and you instill them into your life, and all of them are through this ibadah of siyam, fasting, you can get these qualities. All of the habits of fasting, if you embrace them and bring them, adopt them in your life, that all the adat, the habits I gave you during the fasting month, during fasting, and you embrace them, accepted them, and you practice them, then for sure you will leave Ramadan as a muttaqi. Who are the muttaqis? The high class wali Allah, just like Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi. So Malik bin Dinar, he also explained that reason. That reason, that action he presented, he gave us a clue, a hint, a direction. He stated that Allah Ta'ala, He is merciful on that person who says to his nafs that you are not to do this deed. Then after that he controls his desire. He looks after his desire. And then he puts the seal in the hole, the eye of the needle, and then he testifies on Allah Ta'ala's kitab and his direction, the person who starts to control his desires, and the desires then follow what he says. That person says, not the other way around, subhanAllah. In other words, that is such a great statement. So this is his dars. He said, this is the reality that how I became Malik bin Dinar, and this is the way he lived his life. That he always, every second, every moment, he looked towards his desires. He analyzed his desires. Always he instructed his desire. He asked his desire, did you do this? Did you do this right? Did you do this action? Did you do this action? Do you want to do this? Is this what you desire? That you want me to do this? You are trying to make me do this? Such a negative. And then, after reflecting, then he sealed the desire of the nafs. He did such an action over and over and above the nafs, that the nafs melted. He controlled the desires. He said that you are influencing me and advising me to do wrong. You try to trick me today so I don't pray salah. You are tricking me today so I do haram. You are trying to influence me towards lying. You are playing games with me so that I become lazy and negligent, so I do bad actions. Oh, why is this necessary? Why do you need to do this? And the things that's necessary, the nafs is telling me, leave it. He said that you can do other actions, and without this necessary action, you can live your life. The nafs, it influences a person. He said, when I see my nafs, my desires, playing games with me, tricking me, then I reflect and I analyze that my nafs is taking me towards wrong, and he's not taking me much towards good. He's not allowing me towards good deeds. Then when I do an action, he said that I would put the noose around the nafs, and then I would make the nafs follow my order. No, you will do this. So I throw the noose around the neck of the desires and pull it, and so that I am in control of the desire. He said, when I do muhasaba, when I reflect, analyze, and do the checks and balances on the nafs, and I control it, then the nafs will be forced to do what I want to do. Then I'll train my nafs, and the nafs gets trained. The desires have the habit. Remember, there's nafsi ammara, then lawama mutma'inna, it becomes, yeah, amma. So that it becomes so, Allah says, ya ayyuha nafsul mutma'inna irji ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya. It's the nafs, alhamdulillah, that was impure, taking towards wrong, the negative things, that was taking towards sinful things, bisu, take, always the nafs takes towards bad. And what will take towards good, that what advice will it give you? If it's the low base desires, will say to you that you're ill, it's okay, you've got diabetes, you don't need to fast. Oh, you're feeling dizzy, how can you keep the fast in the evening? You don't have the courage, determination. Have courage and determination for once. A person, only that person cannot keep the fast. He medically, this is a Sharia decision. If a medical doctor looks at his history, medical, Muslim, high status, a muttaqi doctor, and he sees him, analyzes him, and he says that, yes, for sure, this action, this illness that you have within you, your situation, this will give you some loss, physical loss, medical loss. Fasting, not every diabetic person say, I'll have a loss. I can show you various people who are diabetic who keep the fast. They keep the fast. There's no issue for them. Yes. So if a person has determination and a passion, this is the example of the nafs that I'm giving to you. Nafs says, no, you're ill, you're free. Take the money out of your pocket and give the fine. Pay the dam. And if he does muhasaba, he kept the fast with this niyyah. That okay, if I'm feeling giddy and dizzy, for this reason, one fast, keep the fast and test it. Does this happen? Keep one or two fasts. That rarely does this happen. Does the doctor say yes, that this is difficult for your body? It's a loss for you. It will give you extreme loss through this illness. If the doctor recommends this and his experience tells this, then you can leave the fast. And you won't be asked and you won't be questioned. Remember this. This is the method. Sharia has laid down some principles for how to leave the fast. Thousands of people who say, oh, no, I don't keep the fast in the evening. Every person has this during fasting in the evening. Doesn't happen to me. It does. But alhamdulillah, I'm speaking to you. And we're doing the dhikr of Allah as well. And a few broken down discussions we'll have as well. So what is this excuse that we bring about? Yes. This Allah Ta'ala who's allowing me to do this. Yes? Allah gives the determination and the energy. Who can dare that, for example, in the morning eat and then until the evening not eat and go to the business premises, the shop, run your trade and keep the fast? Who's making us do this? Allah is allowing this. Allah is permitting this. Allah is permitting me to do this. I don't have the physical energy or even permission to do this. I'm a sinful person. But the nafs, the example, the base desires, when you control them, the nafs says something opposite. But when you control the nafs, then the nafs will improve. It will change. It will come towards your, from lawama, then it goes up one level. Then it will try to make you weak. To this extent, you will do muhasabah, continually reflect, check, balance, and then the nafs al-awwama, about which the Quran says, Ya ayyatu nafsul mutma'inna. Then Allah says, after that, then you'll get called out to the muttaqis, they'll be called out. That your nafs, it's not amara al-awwama, it's nafsul mutma'inna now. The high status, high class. And this nafs then controls you and steers you according to Allah's desire. Allah's Prophet, the same nafs, irji ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah, that in a beautiful way, the nafs will guide you. The same nafs that was spoilt, but when you put the noose around it, pulled it, tightened it, controlled it, then it came to mutmainah. This is tasawuf, this is tazkiyah. That's why we go to the friends of Allah, the human being. So our nafs al-lawama, make a nafs al-ammara, and then you transform it to nafs al-mutmainah. You can't do this yourself. You can't do your own muhasabah. You can't check yourself. You can't reflect on yourself. You can't account yourself. You need a guide who can put the noose around you. And then he'll pull on you. Say, did you do this? Did you do this? Why did you do this? Go. Be gone with you. This is the punishment. No, you're rude. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah ilahi. That's why the prophets were created. After the prophets, the awliyaullah came. And until Qiyamah, they will continue to come. The awliyaullah, their function is they tell a person to reflect, to ponder, to analyze. You know the tazkiyah sheets we do? It's a review system. Review system. We're reviewing ourselves. We're controlling ourselves. Yes, those people are lazy, negligent, who don't fill in these sheets, who don't follow the sheets, and they cannot be successful. They've already thrown down, they've given up. Allah Ta'ala has given us this brilliant system, the tazkiyah system. There's no answer to this. A great system, yaqeen of yaqeen. Those people who implement this system, how weak they are, when they're presented with Allah Ta'ala's court, they'll say, we tried Allah, we tried, what can we do more than this? The nafs didn't free us. Allah is so raheem, merciful. He is so blessed. Allah Ta'ala is so raheem. He won't look at the result. Rather, he'll look at his order. But okay, you at least accepted my order. And subhanahu sa'im mashkur, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, and I will say that people like us in this day and age, a person like me, for this reason we will pass. We'll pass the test. At least we did muhasabah, we reviewed the sheet system. The tazkiyah sheet system is a review system, accounting system, analyzing system. Allah Ta'ala will look at that person's trying. He won't look at the result. That Allah is so kareem. Who can reach to that standard? How can we pray the salah that Allah Ta'ala wants? How can we prostrate the way that Allah Ta'ala wants? According to his status. But we at least try our broken down deeds. We have to try to improve our sajda to that level to Allah Ta'ala likes. And I need to bring my deen to that level that Allah Ta'ala likes. But if I don't try at all, then the first try and attempt and effort is this. Then go to the friend of Allah. Don't ask for ta'weez. Don't ask for children. For the dua for children. Don't ask for worldly things and artifacts. Don't always run in this game. I want this. I want success and money. Do this for me and that for me. No. Go there and do your muhasabah. Review yourself. Present yourself here. Shaykh Sab, I've come here to present myself. I want to be improved. I want to improve my life. Then if you want to improve your life, then all your other things will start to improve. But the condition is that you have to then follow the guidance of the teacher. Don't bring your nafs in. Then your nafs will improve. Yes? That 50 years, if you sit with the wali wala shaykh, if you keep following your desires, you'll never be successful. Never. One day, if you spend in the company of the wali wala and follow his instruction, straight away you'll become the wali wala. So what do? We go, but we do according to our desire. We follow the business according to our desire. We love our life according to our desire. Eating and drinking the way we want. Whatever he says, nothing is in front of us. Nothing that Wali of Allah says. But alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, his grace with the Hazrat Sahib's barakah, my Shaykh's barakah, 70, 80 years. So long, many decades that no morning passes that the letters that Hazrat Sahib used to, that he sent to me, I'll read them 5 or 6 lines that my Shaykh, I remember my Shaykh at the time, that he gave me this nasiha, this guidance. So this is the effort. Person like me, a weak person like me, useless and not able. But I'm trying, I'm standing there, I'm trying, because you don't have any amal. So beautiful thing is review, analyze. Analyze doesn't say that immediately you have the result in your life. No, Allah Ta'ala, He wants to see how much you're trying, the effort, make effort. Allah says, did you try? And your effort is what I like, Allah Ta'ala says. I'm happy with the effort, whether you were successful or not. Allah says, I'm mashkura, that I like, I'm happy with your effort and I accept this. Go, paradise is for you. Allah says, all the sinful people, there'll be line queues of sinful people. If we don't do anything, we don't make effort in our heart, we don't have the desire to improve ourselves. That's why I just pray salah, you know, it happens. Just do dua for me, Azhar Ghafur Rahim. This won't give success. You have to take steps, determination. When you see your deficiencies, muhasaba is review yourself, analyze yourself. And who doesn't have any defects? Who? Who is there who doesn't have any defects? Who doesn't have defects in life? Lying, backbiting, gossip mongering, dunya, wasting time on life in the dunya. Thousands of defects. You know, what can I do? We just put our hand on the other hand, sit down and give up. Cross our legs, put hand on hand, and time is passing, our beards have become white, and women, and they have wrinkles on their faces, and 5, 6 children, children have grown up, boys, girls, but even now, what can we do? Oh, this is for pious people praying salah, this is for pious people practicing, my brothers. All we need to do is that we need to do muhasaba, reflect, ponder, analyze, review, control our desires according to our capacity. Now I'm going to leave this wrong thing, now I'm going to leave lying. After that, look how tazkiyah, what a great assistance. Then you'll start to leaving the action of lying. Even if it doesn't, if you can't discard it, after 40 days, you're still crossing that box, no problem. But for this success, I will say I'm totally hopeful in Allah's rahmah that we will all get forgiven if we try and make effort and follow the system. So muhasaba, as Abdul Malik bin Dinar, he commentated on this, what a great commentary. He said, to control the desires. So why does a person do this? To suppress the desires. Force the desires to change and improve for the better. Yes, this is what we need to do. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that once I was with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and I was in Medina Sharif and we were at some place. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he didn't know this. And they got close to a wall. And he said, I was on the other side of the wall. And I went to the wall and I sat down. And after sitting down with humility, Umar bin Khattab, we're speaking about statements by him, are famous that shaitan would not be in that place where Umar used to be, subhanAllah. Has Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he sat down. And he didn't know I was listening. He said, I was on the other side and I heard Hazrat Umar, radiallahu anhu. He was saying that, oh, my desires, fear Allah. Otherwise, I will send you towards punishment, wrath. So he was reminding his desires. And he said to his desires again, fear Allah. He was doing review, analyzing. He said, how dare you take me towards the wrong advice. And Paul, don't give me wrong thinking. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will take a person to adab if he does wrong. So this was his muhasaba. He was analyzing himself, self-critique. Self-critique. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna. Allah says that a person who makes his nafs, for example, in the evening, if a worldly person, he counts, this is mine, this is his share, his share, his share. Yes? That person is successful, beyond successful regarding the worldly success. In the same way, those people who control their desires and do muhasaba, self-critique, analysis, self-analysis, they control their desires. You're not going to speak more than they speak, nonsense more than this. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? They punish their desires, give themselves more punishments to suppress their desires. They fight with their desires. Just Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, I give the example where he was reminding his desires and they punish themselves as well, their desires. Yes, they give punishment to their desires. Then why did you take me to his wrong? Not that you, for example, that if he tries and he can't leave lying, then you give the punishment to the desires. You make a promise that to do good and that thing that you love the most. I'll give you an example that you know something you love so much that if I don't leave lying, then until that time I'm not going to do this permissible action, even though it's halal and permissible. For example, let's say worldly, you like a certain dish. And you say that, as long as I continue to lie, then until that time, I'm not going to eat biryani. I'm going to make biryani and lawful for myself. So that when that pain comes to the nafs, though I like eating this, and for the reason of lying I had to leave biryani, then the nafs will force you to leave that sin, and it will bring you towards the good. Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu saw in his garden when he was praying, and he saw the bird when he flew by, and his concentration focus went towards that bird that was flying past his garden. And he did muhasabah, he looked towards his desires, he reviewed, he said, oh, this is dhulm, oppression, my desires, they have taken my focus away from my prayer towards the bird that was flying through the garden. And he showed me, look how big is my garden, the birds flying through my garden. He said, okay, fine, now I'll punish myself, my nafs, my desires. This is the way to control the desire. He said, okay, fine. So I've seen in my self-critique that the whole garden, the complete garden, he gave for Allah's sake, fi sabilillah. He said, now do you realize that I've now given this garden away? And all of the whole complete garden, I give a sadaqah, charity, that I got this inheritance, go, I give it in the path of Allah. Subhanallah, for the sake of Allah. This is the life of the Sahaba, this is their style, method. Complete, kamil, walis they were, complete walis of Allah. And if you follow their footsteps, you can become a wali of Allah. If you follow their style, we can become walis of Allah. These are the kamil, complete walis, the awliya Allah Ta'ala created. Subhanallah. Their tarbiyah, they had such a great sheikh to reform them. Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, imam of the hereafter, the final prophet, he was their sheikh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was their ustad. Direct, they got the fares, the blessings from Rasulullah sallam. This was the tarbiyah of the nafs of those people. Subhanallah. So Allah is also saying to us, you need to become muttaqis. You also need to adopt taqwa and embrace taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhaladina amanut. Allah says that I've given you such an ibadah. Ya ayyuhaladina amanut kutiba alaykum as-siyam. It's compulsory for you. Nafs won't let you do it. I'll make it fard for you, compulsory, so that you follow the order of fard, compulsory. And in siyam, fasting, Allah's put self-critique, self-analysis, because the whole of the fast is self-analysis. Subhanallah. In the morning you grab hold of the nafs. How dare you? You're not going to drink water. You're not going to eat any food. How dare you? You like banana so much. You can smell it maybe, but you can't eat it. The food will be cooked at home. Chicken, you like roasted chicken. Chicken will be cooked. It will be cooked. You'll get the smell, but you cannot eat it until Allah Ta'ala gives you the order. This is muhasabah. Self-analysis, is fasting not teaching us this? It is. Yes, we think I've fasted and I've eaten this and that. That Allah Ta'ala says the reason for you not to eat is so that you can control your nafs, your desires. And all lifelong, if you control your desires in the same way, then subhanallah, then from Allah will come the call that, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutama'inna, irji'i, you have controlled your nafs, your desires, elevated them. So when we depart fasting, then our nafs should be on the level of mutama'inna. Yes, the high class desires, the content desires. It's not Allah's punishing us by stopping us eating, stopping us drinking, stopping liquids, and stopped us going towards the women. All of the delicious things and the things that we like. Allah says, you can't do this. Your wife sat there next to you, beautiful wife. You've just got married, and the shahawa, the punishment, the passion is there within you, but you can't go near to it. You can't even touch it. And you're not doing that. In other words, that even, for example, the I'm talking of, for example, normal things that we can do, we can't. We say, no, I've fasted. And even as a person who sins normally, you say, no, how will I fulfill the fine for this feeding? That, for example, 10 fasts are hard for me. How will I implement 60 fasts? The dam. Yes, the fine. So this is our life. Allah Ta'ala has given a schedule that, for example, that everything that's unlawful during Ramadan will become lawful for us. Meat, etc. We can eat. Allah says, just a few things in Ramadan you can't eat. And in life, there's just a few things. Allah says, don't listen to music. And Allah says, listen, it's nothing. Allah's hukum, we're crushing it. There's such a big action we carry out. Allah Ta'ala has ordered us. And if 20 hours, 18 hours, or how many hours we fast, we've left those marghub things that we like, that we can do normally, tell me. So then Allah Ta'ala says that this, when Allah has given the order that don't listen to music, etc., the instruments, that why don't we listen to Allah? Why do we listen to the nafs, the desires? We are obeying the nafs. The person who obeys the nafs is a mushrik. He's doing shirk. He's doing shirk. The you can say the pillar of shirk will rise up in the hereafter and say, you didn't worship Allah, you worship me. Shirk. And that, for example, Allah says, you didn't listen to me and you listened to your nafs and you obeyed your nafs. Allah's order is that keep the beard. Nafs says, no, don't keep the beard. Someone's keeping a short beard, a small beard, a stubble. Allah's hukum is this. but you are pleasing your desires. That you've grown it, but there's no beard. Tell me. Allah's order is that go and pray Salah in the masjid, and you're doing prostration in the masjid, at home, sorry, or in the shop. Then don't you know that Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept such a Salah? That is against Allah Ta'ala's orders. Allah's order is that you have to go to the masjid. In other words, I'm telling you that how we obey the desires and we think we are totally fine. Completely opposite. Just like you kept the fast, Allah says don't drink water, don't drink fizzy drinks, don't drink milk, don't drink mango juice. Yes, for example, we say, oh no, it's water, I can't drink, I can drink mango juice or tea. No, Allah says no liquids. If there's order to drink nothing, then all the liquids under the sun come under that banner. Completely we have to implement. Eat, don't eat anything, not even one lentil, not even one chickpea. This is called muhasabah nafs, and the fast teaches us this.
يا أيها الذين كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Oh my beloved believing men and women, come towards Ramadan. Take hold of the benefits of Ramadan. I've opened the doors of my mercy for you, O sinful people, O people who do wrong, evil actions, O disobedient men and women. You have followed your desires up to now in life. Your Rabb has put mercy on you, given His blessings to you. Come towards such a great ibadah, worship action. And I desire, being your Lord, that 30 days I want you to be my friend. I want you to be a Qutb. I want you to be an Abdal. I want you to become Rabia Basri. O women folk, believing women, I want the sheet of Zainab to come onto your head, onto your body. O people, I want you, the men folk, I want you to have the passion of Siddiq, the love of Umar, and to have the love of the Prophet, just like Bilal radiallahu anhu. Come, understand this fast. لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I want to make you better, Allah Ta'ala says. Muttaqis, it's not just food and drink. That's not what it's about. That if do we do muhasabah, self-critique, so the message from Ramadan is coming, that live your life reflecting, analyzing, self-analyzing, rooting. If you have the tazkiyah sheets in your life, and you review every day, why am I doing this? Because Allah Ta'ala has told me to refrain from this. Why are you saying to me to do this action, enjoy my life, oh nafs? Why are you telling this? That this is your life, Allah Ta'ala is telling you to leave something, then there can be no enjoyment. There can never be enjoyment in music and singing, for Allah Ta'ala has told us to stop it. There can never be progression with interest and sood, riba, usury. There can never be progress in immodesty. One day you will have to account for yourself in front of Allah. One day the day will come, Allah won't even ask you. You won't even have the tawfiq, the capability to repent. You will cry. It's better to understand now. Ramadan gives us invitation. That look, 30 days I've explained to you. Today understand due to this fast and start your own muhasabah. Review, analyze your, how should you do muhasabah? Control your desires. The fasting, Ramadan, controls our desires. All of the delicacies of the nafs, it stops. Nafs says, eat. No. Why? Because Allah said, nafs says, look at that woman. No, I'm not going to look at that woman, this girl, because Allah has ordered that don't do this sin. So you're controlling your nafs through fasting. The fast is teaching you total control. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. That we learn and understand the reality of fasting. When we leave the month of Ramadan, we should leave as kutubs and abdals and ghawth. May Allah Ta'ala wants to make us like this as human beings. Wa akhru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہماری چھوٹی بڑی خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہماری توبوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری توبوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ بچپن سے لے کے اب تک بڑے بڑے گناہ ہم سے سرزدو ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ نفس نے بڑے بڑے گناہوں پہ ہمیں راضی کیا یا کریم. یا اللہ اندھیرے میں اجالوں میں میرے مولا سب سے چھپ کے ہم نے گناہ کیے میرے مولا, لیکن تو دیکھ رہا تھا, تیرے ملائک لکھ رہے تھے یا کریم. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ اس مبارک گھڑی میں تو اسے التجا کرتے ہیں میرے مولا, ہمارے سارے گناہ معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے سارے گناہ معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما دے. یا کریم ہمارا کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہوگا آخرت میں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تیرے عذاب بہت بڑے بڑے ہیں میرے مولا, جہنم کے عذاب بہت بڑے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو یا اللہ قبر کی سختیاں بہت زیادہ ہیں, موت کی سختیاں بہت زیادہ ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ قرآن میں ان کا تم جو تذکرہ کیا یا کریم بہت بڑی سختی ہے یا کریم. یا اللہ نفس انسان کو اندھا کر دیتا ہے گناہوں کی طرف میرے مولا, نفس کی لذات سے ہمیں نکال دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم تیرے سامنے مجرم بن کے حاضر ہیں میرے مولا, تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دے. یا اللہ ہم بالکل ہلکا کر دے گناہوں سے نکال کے میرے مولا, اتنا ہلکا کر دے کہ جیسے فرشتے ہلکے ہوتے ہیں میرے مولا, ہمارے روحوں کو ایسا پاک صاف کر دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہر گناہ ہمارے جسم سے جھاڑ دے اور نکال دے, گناہ کی خواہشات ہمارے دل سے نکال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ نفس کا غلبہ ہمارے جسم سے نکال دے میرے مولا. میں تو اسے بہترین, ہم تو اسے بہترین سوال کا, بہترین سوال کا, بہترین دعا کا, بہترین کام لینے کا, بہترین عمل کا, بہترین ثواب کا, بہترین زندگی کا, بہترین موت کا سوال کرتے ہیں میرے مولا, تو ہمیں عطا فرما دے یا کریم. یا اللہ حق میں مستحکم کر دے, ہمارے نیکی کے پلوں کو بھاری کر دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری نیکی کے پلوں کو بھاری کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے درجاتوں کو بلند کر دے میرے مولا, ہماری نمازوں کو قبول فرما لے, ہمارے قیام اور سیام کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہمارے اٹھی ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما, التجاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہماری منصوبوں کو نکال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے درجات بلند فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے کام درست کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے کر دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش کر دے. یا اللہ جنت کے اعلیٰ درجات ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہماری زندگی کا آخری عمر کا حصہ بہترین حصہ بنا دے. یا اللہ ہماری زندگی گزرنے کا آخری عمل جو ہماری زندگی کو بہترین عمل بنا دے میرے مولا, اب وہ دن سب سے بہترین بنا دے میرے مولا جس دن تجھ سے ملاقات کا دن ہو میرے مولا, ہم اس دنیا سے جا رہے ہوں. یا اللہ ہمارے کانوں میں آوازیں آ رہی ہوں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے, فرشتے فرما رہے ہوں کہ اللہ تم سے راضی ہو گیا, تم اللہ سے راضی ہو گئے, جاؤ تم اس مطمئن کے ساتھ جنت میں داخل ہو جاؤ میرے مولا. ایسی ہمیں آخر ایسی موت عطا فرما دے یا کریم. اپنے فضل کرم سے اللہ تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے اللہ, ہم جو مانگیں گے تو ہمیں عطا فرمائے گا. یا اللہ پھر بھی کوئی کمی پیدا نہیں ہوگی میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو ہم جیسے گناہوں کو کروڑوں کو تو بخش دے, تو کوئی اس میں تجھے پوچھنے والا کون ہے میرے مولا؟ یا کریم کون پوچھنے والا ہے کہ انہوں نے یہ گناہ کیے تھے یہ گناہ کیے تھے, تیری بخشش کی ایک نظر ہو جائے تو میرے مولا ہمارا بیڑا پار ہو جائے. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہماری سختیوں کو آسان فرما, ہمارے مشکل وقت کو ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے, ہر مشکل وقت کو آسان کر کے بنا دے ہمارے سامنے. تقدیر میں لکھی پریشانی مصیبتیں جو آئیں ہمارے سامنے میرے مولا, ان کو آسانی سے کر دے ہمارے سامنے, آسانی سے گزار دے میرے مولا, ہمیں پتہ بھی نہ ہو ان چیزوں کو آسانی کے ساتھ کر گزریں, اور اس میں ہمارے لیے ایک اصلاح کی منزل بنا دے, ہمارے اصلاح نفس کی دوا بنا دے میرے مولا تکلیفوں کو پریشانی کو. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے, یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے نواسوں کے صدقے سے, یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرش زینت فرش عبادہ صحابی اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.